This is St. Louis Public Radio. Bullying among children and teenagers is not just happening in school hallways. It's increasingly taking place online. The anonymity of a borderless internet makes finding the bully even harder. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on how difficult it can be for parents and schools to get cyberbullying to stop.
Sarah's son came home from high school more than a year ago, upset about being bullied. It wasn't to his face, but online. He said someone created an Instagram account using a taunting nickname of his.
He came in tears, they calling me a name, and somebody's impersonating me.
That's when their nightmare with the social media giant began. St. Louis Public Radio is not using the family's real names to protect their privacy. The account posted photos of the teen, who we'll call Elijah, from a health class anti-drug video, implying he smoked pot. Others were homophobic or perverse. Sarah called Instagram, but only got an automated message. The forms she filled out on the tech giant's help page went unanswered, making her feel helpless and outmatched.
It's an IT company, right? They have all the tools, all the things. There is no regulation. There is nothing. It's like me. We are just like, you know, you bring in whatever, a puppy, and you put a lion in front of him.
Instagram deleted a few individual posts implying Elijah was a terrorist, but the account stayed up, racking up almost 300 followers. Sarah grew frustrated with a lack of response from Instagram and went to Parkway school officials and even the local police. Chesterfield's police department is investigating the report, but Detective Tim Turntine says subpoenas from internet providers can be slow to come, and they only offer clues.
My ability to find out who these people are depends upon the websites that they're using providing me with their IP address. Now, even when I get that IP address, it doesn't always go back to who our person is.
Meanwhile, the school district doesn't have a better way to get the account taken down.
That's the one mechanism that I think is missing from social media today, would be a closer connection with the education community.
Jason Rooks is the technology director for Parkway Schools. Rooks says he hears from a lot of parents about confusion around how to report malicious content online. All he can do is guide them on how to contact platforms and file complaints.
Because there are a number of hurdles that we have to go through to get something that is clearly malicious, clearly having a negative impact on our students, taken off of a social media website.
Sarah and Elijah's case is unusual for how long it's gone on, national bullying experts say, but their frustration is not. Justin Patchen co-directs the Cyberbullying Research Center at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire.
It can be a gauntlet in some cases when dealing with this stuff.
But Patchen says the reality is they field tens of thousands of complaints every day, so it's unrealistic. Elizabeth Englander, a bullying researcher who directs the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center, says it can be difficult for educators to know about cyberbullying in their school if they don't know what to look for.
Physical altercations are relatively easy to spot and, you know, comparatively easy to deal with.
And once it's discovered,
but I don't think you can always just immediately stop it.
Englander says that can be vexing, but she recommends parents support their kids and guide them through a difficult time. The Instagram account impersonating Elijah was removed a few weeks ago. Neither Sarah nor the school know exactly what got through to Instagram and compelled the company to delete the account. An Instagram spokesperson told St. Louis Public Radio it decides how quickly to shut down an account based on the severity of posts and the user's history on the network. The social media platform says the account impersonating Elijah was finally removed after inappropriate posts piled up. Sarah says she still doesn't know who created the account pretending to be her son, and she worries another could pop up in its place. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.